Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We will recap the conversation around students who are at risk and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Andrea Townsley as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Supporting at-risk students was our topic as we explored emotional safety, poverty, mental health, among other ideas within this Twitter conversation. There were some healthy comments and conversations in this Twitter chat, and we hope you will find useful information from tonight's podcast. It is now time for me to pass things over to my partner, Andrea Townsley.
Thanks, Dan. For my part, I'm going to talk about question one, and then I also am going to talk about another question that we had later on in the chat. So question one, we asked, how do you define at-risk students? What does this mean for these learners? Several of the responses focused on academically at-risk students. We had some that encompassed additional realms. We all agreed in the end that this definition focuses on students who might need some extra supports in order to achieve success. Brett Hoffman says, at-risk are kids on the cusp, either academically, emotionally, or economically. This can vary from year to year or change due to life events. Nicole Clemen says, at-risk students are students that require temporary or continuing intervention in order to be successful. At-risk students need more help than the average student, but should be treated as the same. And Mandy Gamble says, students that struggle to function on multiple facets of education, socially, emotionally, and academically. So basically, she says, I'm at risk. Then we also talked about question four, focused around mental health. What are your thoughts on this quote from Carol Ann Tomlinson from the January 2018 Ed Leadership article, and how do we make it better? Carol Ann Tomlinson says, there's a mental health problem in schools. It's in our classrooms every day. It's not possible for teachers to be the neutral elements in that problem. We make the problem better or we make it worse. We really cannot pretend that this problem doesn't exist. And Angela Moretti says, I feel like she's saying we are no longer just academic teachers. We're responsible for the whole student. And if we're not addressing the whole student, then we're leaving pieces behind that are undeveloped. John Huebner says, as teachers, we cannot ignore the mental or emotional needs of students and just focus on academics. We need to learn how to look for signs of students and emotional and mental distress and then intervene. And I couldn't agree more. We cannot ignore this problem. You're either ignoring it or you're doing something about it. There really is no in between. We really need to be those relentless advocates for our students. And I'm going to now turn it back to Dan for his thoughts.
Thank you very much, Andrea and company, for your thoughts, your reflections, and your takeaways. We're going to dig right into question two as we asked, emotional health, how do you foster emotional safety for your learners? Maria Lance kicked things off with this tweet. This is still a big growth area, but we have started working on helping kids recognize emotions, triggers, and self-regulation strategies. We are trying to get to the root cause so we can better address behavior and outcomes. And Brett Hoffman followed up with this tweet. You have to feed the relationship. Be an active listener versus a fixer. Never say it'll be all right. Sometimes it isn't. Be authentic and supportive. Invest in the relationship and the student. So here's my take on this one. Emotional health is really about three things for me. It's about being consistent, building and maintaining trust, and loving unconditionally. These three things build emotional safety in kids and in adults. Also, let students and the adults you serve know that you're human. Be courageous enough to be vulnerable and share your story. I really feel this will lead to connection and a deeper level of understanding. I want to thank you so much for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really appreciate your engagement. Check out our website to find a great deal of resources, archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. You can find us by visiting tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I said, this website's loaded with resources that you will not want to miss. And don't hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. We'd love to hear from you. And you can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We do appreciate your feedback very much. We're going to be back next week with another great topic. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.